Cormorgaith Achaíorlach and Minister Cleary, you're very welcome to the House, and I know you're taking this on behalf of the Minister for Health, but I do also know that you'll be very familiar with the ongoing challenges and issues with healthcare in the Midwest. I'm tabling this motion, or this commencement today, not looking for a 24-hour consultant-led A&E at Ennis General Hospital, because in the engagement the Health Committee had recently, with all of the stakeholders, unions, medical professionals, none of them were advocating or looking for that. Neither was obviously the HSE. But what people want is increased services in Ennis Hospital, which makes complete sense. Because if we can move non-critical care services, healthcare services, from UHL to places like Ennis, it makes a huge difference. I've raised here on a number of occasions the need for a dialysis unit in Ennis. I've had commencements down as recently as 3 weeks ago, and we were told that the earliest it was going to happen was 2025. Now, there's at least 70 or 80 people from County Clare that are travelling in a taxi, some of them leaving places like the Burn and spending 2 hours to go to Limerick, then have to have their dialysis for another 6 hours and another 2 hours to travel home. Whereas if that was in Ennis, it would cut a significant amount of time off their journey. That's one example. I spoke to a constituent recently who had to have some cardiovascular work done, outpatient type work, and they were travelling into UHL. They couldn't get parking, and they missed their appointments because they couldn't get parking. Now, there's really no excuse for that type of thing when we have the capacity to increase, the capability to increase capacity at Ennis General Hospital. We have the minor injuries clinic, we have a number of other services and supports, but there's so much more that can be done which would free up space in the main hospital in Dura Dáil in Limerick. So I suppose my question really, Minister, is what are the plans? What's the short term, the medium term, and indeed the long term plan to scale up non-critical care services in Ennis General Hospital?
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. Thanks, Senator Conway, for raising this. The government remains fully committed to improving services in Ennis and in the Midwest region. The Minister for Health has engaged extensively with the University of Limerick Hospital Group and the HSE. He has announced a series of measures to increase capacity and improve services across the region, including in the last 48 hours and including in Ennis Hospital. The Smaller Hospital Framework, published in 2013, provided a stronger role for smaller hospitals like Ennis. They are delivering higher volumes of less complex care, in many cases closer to patients' homes. This is ensuring that patients who require true emergency or complex planned care are managed safely in a larger hospital environment. Ennis Hospital provides inpatient medical beds, a medical assessment unit, local injuries unit, and day surgery. Patients are admitted to Ennis via the MAU injury unit and is transferred from UHL for step-down care. There has been significant investment in the Midwest Model 2 hospitals in recent years, with budgets increasing in all three hospitals. The total budget for 2024 for all three hospitals is currently €350 million. Staffing levels in Ennis have increased from 235 full-time equivalents in December to 290 in March 2024. This represents a 23% increase in staffing. €1.57 million was allocated in 2023 to recruit an additional 19.95 full-time equivalents to extend the opening hours of the medical assessment unit at Ennis to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. This investment has enabled attendance at the MAU at Ennis to increase from 6,228 in 2020 to 7,735 in 2022. Recently announced measures will see the opening hours extending to 24/7 on a phased basis. In terms of capital infrastructure investment, Ennis received €2 million for a new purpose-built local injury unit, which opened in 2022. This unit has managed a 32% increase of LIU attendances from 11,500 in 2019 to 15,200 in 2023. Also in 2022, the new outpatients department was equipped, including an X-ray room and other diagnostics at a cost of €1.29 million. Work is underway, Senator, to come to your point, to establish a hemodialysis service in Ennis. The HSE has advised that this service is proposed to be operational towards the end of 2024, and the HSE have also advised that a preferred supplier has been identified for this externally contracted services. I know the Minister continues to work closely with the HSE to ensure that Ennis and the University of Limerick Hospital Group is fully supported in the delivery of healthcare services for the region.
Senator Conway.
Yeah, thank you, Minister, for a fairly detailed reply. And absolutely, the small hospitals framework is something that I very much support, I very much welcome. And I would like to see the services scaled up a lot quicker than they are being. The dialysis unit, in previous commencements that I tabled, I was told that it would be operational by the end of 2023, certainly in Q1 or Q2 of 2024. Now, at least I welcome the confirmation here that it will be operational by the end of 2024. If we achieve that time frame, it would be a reasonable outcome, because I always add 6 to 12 months onto any data I'm given, but I've already added with this, so I sincerely hope it does happen by the end of 2024. The staff and management at Ennis Hospital do a terrific job. The feedback from people who go there, either to the minor injuries clinic, to the MAU, to any of the other services, are well looked after and really do have a very positive experience of engaging with the health services when it's on the campus in Ennis. So therefore, Ennis does have Ennis is willing and able to scale up and to provide non-critical medical supports to the people of County Clare.
Margaret and Tara.
Thank you, Gaelic, and absolutely reiterate the Senator's comments, tributes to the staff and management at Ennis Hospital. I think, as you can see from my opening remarks, we've made significant capital and personnel investment in Ennis Hospital over the course of the last number of years. And I have absolutely no doubt that Minister Donnelly will continue his commitment to the hospital.